just leave. Don't just leave. Don't just leave.
Welcome to Live with Passion. I'm Father Cedric Bazzani. I'm so glad that you tuned into the program. I want to talk about your prayer life, and I call this prayer that works. I hear from so many of you that you're struggling with your prayer life and nothing seems to be working. Listen to this. I think this will give you great insight. This comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11. Jesus declared, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and the understanding, and you've revealed them to babes. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will." The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I love the way Jesus prayed. Did you notice? He began his prayer by thanking God, praising God, worshiping God. And that is prayer that works. That's the way Jesus prayed. Remember in the Our Father, he said, "Father, hallowed be thy name." What that word hallowed means is, may your name be respected, revered, magnified, exalted. You know, we all pray the Our Father. A lot of people don't know what that means. And basically what Jesus was saying, when you pray, pray like this: Father, thank you, glory to you, honor to you. So in other words, when Jesus taught about prayer, he taught about worshiping God and thanking God and giving praise to God. That's exactly what it says in the Bible. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Get this. Paul wrote, "It is the will of God for you to give thanks in all circumstances." Now, did he say give thanks to God for all circumstances? No. I mean, we all have circumstances that we don't want. But in the circumstance, right in the middle of it, give God thanks. Give God praise. Worship God. This is something that the saints have done all throughout the ages. For example, St. Francis of Assisi, he gave God thanks for brother sun, sister moon. He even thanked God for sister death. Our founder, St. Paul of the Cross, founder of the Passionists, one time he was walking out in a garden. This is what he did. This is humorous. He goes to one of the flowers. He goes, "Shh. You're praising God too loudly." What a man of sensitivity. He was aware of giving praise and thanks to God. That's exactly what we do at Mass. If you're Catholic, during the Eucharist or at Mass, we spend time giving thanks. That's what the word Eucharist means. To give thanks, to worship, to give praise. In fact, when you think about it, I'd say 95% of the Eucharist is thanking God and praising God, and about 5% is asking for things, petitions, requests. And somehow in our own prayer life, we kind of reverse that process. And what we do is we ask for things about 95% of the time, and about 5% of the time, we thank God. I remember something that revolutionized my prayer life. This has really, really helped me, and I want it to help you too. And it really changed the way I pray. I was praying one time and I gave God thanks and I worshiped him and thanked him for the gift of the day and the different. And then immediately I started getting into asking, you know, bless this person and I have this coming up and I need your help and please make a way for me here. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. All of a sudden I heard this inner voice that says, "Cedric, stop it." That's what I want to say to you too. Stop it. You know, maybe you feel stuck in your life and things aren't working and your prayer life just isn't going anywhere. Well, hold on a minute. Stop. Here's what God taught me. He says, "Cedric," and this is exactly what Jesus said in the gospel. He said, "Your Father knows your needs." This is how you ought to pray. "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." So in other words, what Jesus was saying is this. He said, quit trying to impress God with all of your words, with all your petitions, with all your fancy language, with all your knowledge, and telling him what you need. He already knows that. Your Father knows what you need. He knows what you're dealing with. He knows what you're going through. Rather, Jesus said, concentrate on giving thanks, worshiping, praising, thanking God. This has been revolutionizing to me, because what I would do is I'd get in my room and I'd thank God just a little bit, and then I'd start saying, you know, I'm going to be taping for TV and I really need your help, or I'm going on the road to preach a mission and I pray that you'll work through me to touch people. And those are all good petitions. But what I discovered is this: instead of asking for things, because remember, your Father knows what you need, rather thank Him in all your circumstances. So this is how I pray now. Instead of, Father, I need your help as I hit the road and pray that you'll work through me to touch a lot of people, I say, thank you that you're with me. Thank you that you're working in me. Thank you that you're going to touch people through me. TV, same way. Father, thank you that you're going to use this program to revolutionize people. Thank you that you're going to touch people everywhere through this program. So as you give God thanks, it's amazing how you get energetic about your prayer life. So I want to really challenge you, especially if you've been feeling stuck in your prayer life, give God thanks. Worship God. Spend time giving thanks. There was some time ago, I remember, I decided to do something kind of radical in my life. I would each day think of one thing to give thanks for, and I would spend the whole day at different times in the day, thanking God for it. For example, I wrote down a number of different things. Life, the great opportunity of life, the great gift of life. Then that whole day, I would spend time going, Father, thank you that you gave me birth. Thank you that from all eternity you planned for me to be alive. Thank you that you've loved me and called me into being. Then I'd go on with my day, and then a little while later I'd stop and thank you that I was in my mother's womb, you knew me, you know, that kind of a thing. And it was amazing. Not only was I thanking God for the gift of life, I began to appreciate life even more, to smell the roses when I met people, just enjoying life so much better. See, as you give God thanks, something happens in us that helps us to appreciate. And so the next day I would talk about salvation. Thank you, God, that through the cross of Jesus I've been saved. Thank you that from all eternity you had me in mind and you want me to live forever. Thank you, God, that you've poured your Holy Spirit into me and I've been sealed with the Holy Spirit for salvation. Thank you that I have that blessed assurance. So what I'm saying is, throughout the course of the day, I had greater joy bubbling up within me as I gave thanks to God. And that's what I want to tell you to do. Think of the various situations, the circumstances, the blessings that you have in your life. For example, the Holy Spirit, as I was just praying. The gift of faith, and it is a gift. You have the gift of sight. What a gift that is. And you spend all day, one day at a time, picking a different gift, food that God gives you, forgiveness for your sins, a ministry that you might have, the relationships that you have. There's so many blessings. And oftentimes what we do is we forget the blessings that we have, we don't concentrate on them, and therefore we don't even appreciate life. I'm really challenging you here to revive your prayer life by spending time giving thanks in all circumstances, not for all circumstances, in all circumstances, counting your blessings, and that will really help you to appreciate life. Recently, I was watching a program on TV. It was on just one of the movie channels, and it was a documentary about Auschwitz. It showed the deplorable conditions. They were put in bunks, 5 persons to a bed, and they actually had photos where they showed them, you know, one person's head would be here, and their feet would be there, and they were all crammed into one bed. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm complaining about a lumpy mattress, at least I'm all alone. Or I'm complaining about, you know, any kind of noise that I hear at night. And I'll tell you what, when I went to bed that night, I slept like a baby. I was so appreciative that I had a bed all to myself, that it was quiet, that there weren't 5 people in there. And then they talked about the latrines, the bathrooms in Auschwitz. You know that people had to share the same toilet at the same time? There were so many people there. If you wanted to go, you had to share it with somebody else. I'm thinking to myself, thank you that I have privacy. And so what I'm simply trying to say is, there's so much in life to appreciate. And often what we do is we get jaded, we don't appreciate it, we don't give thanks, and we don't enjoy our life. As you give thanks, you will begin to appreciate all the more. And so I challenge you once again, when you go to your prayer, when you go to your room, remember what Jesus said. He said, shut the door. Pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees you in secret will reward you. He'll reward you with his presence. He'll reward you with joy. He'll reward you with his grace and the appreciation of life. Somebody said one time, and I like this, get this, there are 86,400 seconds in each day. And how many of them have you used to give thanks to God? 86,400 seconds in a day. How many have you used to give thanks? Maybe 20 of them or 30 of them? How about 100 or 200 or 300? That magnifies God. That exalts God, and it brings joy to you. I don't want you, after this program, just to spend a little time giving thanks and then go right back in your past pattern of, oh, Father, I need this, or Father, please help me here, or Father, please bless this person. Forget all that. Remember what I said? Your Father knows your needs. Rather, give thanks. Give praise. Worship. Spend 99% of your time on that. And you're going to fall back into your old habits. You'll start asking for things. And it's okay to ask for some things, okay? You know, we all do that. But just don't let it dominate your prayer life. Give God thanks. Pray about what you're going through. You know, oftentimes people pray about everything but what they're going through. For example, are you going through depression? Are you suffering in a certain way? Are you addicted? Are you grieving or anxious? Are you unemployed or having dreams that aren't coming to pass? Is there an elephant in the room that isn't being addressed? This is the way that Jesus prayed. First of all, he gave thanks, he worshiped, he praised, and then he concentrated on what he was going through. For example, one time he had a decision to make about who to choose to be his apostles. And the scripture says that he prayed all night long in prayer to God. What was he doing? He was thanking God for the gift of his life, thanking God for the anointing, thanking God for his call to minister. And then he prayed about his decisions. Do you have a decision to make? Well, pray about your decision. And then, of course, when he finished praying, he made the decisions and chose the 12 apostles. When Jesus was suffering, he prayed. And he prayed about the suffering, for the courage to endure it, for the grace to find God in it. For example, as you know, on the cross, he prayed for sinners, he prayed for forgiveness, he prayed that God would help him. He quoted the Psalms. You know, when he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? That was a psalm of hope. It ends with hope that God would one day deliver him. He wasn't moaning and complaining. He was quoting a psalm of hope. And then think about this. At his loneliest time, at the time of his greatest anguish, when he was going through the greatest hardship, this is what I hear from a lot of people. Father, I'm lonely. You've heard that saying, it's lonely at the top. It's lonely at the bottom. You can be with a group of people and feel lonely. You can be married and still feel lonely. You can be in the midst of a crowd and feel alone, like you don't belong. And I love what it says in the scriptures. This is 1 John 4:4, 1 Corinthians 3:23. You belong to God. Even though you may feel lonely, you're not alone. You are God's possession. You belong to God. So just don't go on your feelings. But anyway, right in the midst of his loneliest moment, in the greatest anguish, he had just been betrayed and he was about to be denied. Of course, I'm talking about the Garden of Gethsemane. Here Jesus is, and what is he doing? His own disciples all fell asleep on him. He's faced with this terrible suffering that he's about to endure. At his moment of need, when he needed us most, we fell asleep on him. And what is he doing? He's on his face and he's praying, Abba, Daddy, all things are possible for you. What's he doing? He's praising God. Right in the middle of the worst suffering, it was so terrible that Jesus, the Bible says, had sweat like drops of blood. doctors have evaluated this and says that that is a syndrome that really happens under great anxiety, that you will actually sweat blood. So in the midst of his greatest anxiety, greatest loneliness, greatest anguish, faced with the cross, what's he doing? All things are possible to you, Father. He's worshiping God. He's connecting with God. And that's exactly what prayer does. So right in the midst of your situations, pray. Give thanks in all circumstances. I want to help you in your prayer life. I want your prayer life to be revitalized and refresh you. My website, FatherCedric.org, we have a prayer request page. All you have to do is click on it. Give me your prayer request. It'll come right to me. And I will pray with you for that request. I believe that God will hear that prayer and answer your prayer. Also, through my website, I have a Facebook community page where we have thousands of people on that page praying together. You can be a part of this. Where two or three are gathered in my name, Jesus said, there am I in your midst. And he's in the midst of social media also. So go to FatherCedric.org, go to my Facebook page. We'll help you pray. We'll pray with you, and you will find that your prayers will be answered. I want you to know that as a religious, I'm a passionist. You can see my habit here. We all, when we were professed, when we professed our vows, we took a title. And each one of us took a title with our name. For example, there was Jim of the Holy Spirit, or Rick of the Holy Trinity, John of the Most Precious Blood. And I took a title too. I'm Cedric of Jesus in Gethsemane. And the reason why I took that title is because everybody fell asleep on Jesus. And I want Jesus to know that at his hour of greatest need, when he was faced with suffering, when he was faced with the passion, I'm going to stay awake. I'm going to be there for him. And I feel the same way with you. As you go through suffering, that's one of the reasons why I'm on television. As you struggle with your prayer life, I want to be there for you. I want to help you. I want your prayer life to be revived and awakened and alive. And I'm sharing with you some biblical truths as well as some secrets from my own life about how to make your prayer life work. And it's really crucial that you get in touch with what you're going through. Are you going through loneliness or depression or anxiety or fear or guilt or a whole malady of other maladies that you can have, such as addictions? And I'm telling you, give God thanks in your circumstances. And what that does is it opens a door for God to work in you, through you, and raise you up and revive you. I remember recently, it was Christmas time, and what I did is I went with the singer John Michael Talbot. He's a Christian singer. He's composed all kinds of wonderful music, especially in Catholic circles. And some friends of ours, we all went with him to a nursing home, and we went to sing Christmas carols to the folks there. And as I walked in, I saw about 20 people in wheelchairs. Some of them were in wheelchairs, others were sitting in chairs. And I just went over and I greeted them and I shook their hand and I said, I'm Father Cedric and nice to meet you. And I started to hear their stories. One man just lost his wife. He was grieving. You know, he's in a nursing home. Now he's all alone. He's lonely. Another woman had just gotten into that nursing home, going through a great transition in her life, going through having to adapt in a major way in her life. And as I met them, I realized that at Christmas time, we talk about Emmanuel, God with us, that God comes to each of us in our particular suffering. For that man who is grieving at this Christmas time, God was coming to him in that particular way. For the woman who is going through a transition, Jesus was coming to her in this particular way. And so what I'm simply saying is, get in touch with your issues, whether it be a transition, whether it be grieving, whether it be an addiction or whatever it is, and invite God into that situation. As I said, sometimes we pray about everything else about other than what we're going through. And never mind all the fancy God language that, you know, sounding holy and all that. Be real. Be real with God. Just tell God what you're going through. He already knows it, but it opens you up. But abound with thanksgiving. abound with worship, abound with praise. Give God thanks in all situations, and you will sense God's presence in a mighty way. So I'm hoping that if you're depressed, you will believe for new energy, new inertia. If you're addicted, you will expect new freedom. And if you're struggling with a dream that isn't coming to pass, you will expect God to open a new door. See, what I'm simply saying is that God does answer our prayer. You spend time giving God thanks. You stay connected to God by worshiping Him. You keep praising God. What happens is you will get this anointing, this wonderful flow from God, and you can expect great things to happen. That's exactly what Jesus prayed. He would always say, Abba, all things are possible to you. And I love what it says in the Paul, when he wrote the Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 20, he said, God is able, underline that word, God is able to do far more than we can ever dare to ask, think, or imagine. I love that. All you have to do is just go outside. That's one of the things I love to really thank God for, is creation. That's something that St. Francis of Assisi really praised God for, creation. The theophany of creation. Gerard Manley Hopkins, that the heavens proclaim the glory of God. God's grandeur is present in all of creation. Well, as you look at creation, you know, the stars at night, the moon, the oceans, the mountains, you get a sense of just how magnificent God is. God is not creation. God is more than creation. But God is revealed through creation. And so it leads you to praise and it leads you to worship. God is able to do far more than you can ever dare to ask, think, or imagine. And I'll tell you, I'll give you a good example of that. God answers prayer because I'm coming to you right now through television. That was a major prayer that was answered for me. I've been on television now for 10 years. Catholic affiliates, church channel for 4 years, TBN for 2 years, as this is airing right now. Even more than 2 years. So God has opened that door for me as I gave God thanks and worshiped, as I praised God, as I prayed specifically about what needed to be prayed for. It's amazing how God answers prayer. And then I remember some time ago, my mother passed away, my 90-year-old mother. She was in the hospital having an operation, and that happened in Gainesville, Florida. I'm in Houston, Texas. Right after the operation, we learned that she had suffered a stroke. And I said, okay, I'm going to be there as soon as I can. It takes a day and a half to drive to Gainesville from Houston. And I remember a prayer that I had. And I mean, God answered that prayer, and I'm so thankful. I said, Father, thank you so much for giving me the gift of my mother. I love her so dearly. Please don't let her die until I get to her. I have to be with her when she dies. And I prayed that from the depths of my heart. And you know, God answered that prayer and honored that prayer. I was with my mother, holding her hand. The woman who gave me my first breath, I was there when she breathed her last breath. And I will never forget it. And I thank God that He answered that prayer. Recently, I was praying for something good to read. You know, I love to read books, good inspirational books. And, you know, it just seemed like I got kind of a lull in my life and there wasn't many books that I really liked. All of a sudden in the mail, I was praying about it. All of a sudden in the mail, about a week later, I get 5 books in the mail just sent by an anonymous person. And one of them was a book about heaven. It was called My Time in Heaven by Richard Sigmund. And I mean, it so touched me what happened to him in heaven. And it opened my eyes in a new way about what heaven was going to be like. It really touched me spiritually. My point was, when I received all these books, I just thought, oh, these are nice, you know, nice books and everything. Then it dawned on me, hey, wait a minute, I had been praying about that. Sometimes you get the answers to your prayer and you don't even know it. You don't even appreciate it. And it was staring me right in the face with all these books that were sent to me, and I had been praying about some good books to read. So what I'm simply trying to pray or say is, and I could say this in many different examples, God answers prayers. Even what you read, your relationships, your dreams, that's what I've talked about, television, my mom, books, prayer, God is very interested in our prayer life. So let me wrap all this up. Spend time giving thanks. It is God's will that you give thanks in all circumstances. Not necessarily for all circumstances, but in all circumstances. As you do, you will sense a new appreciation of life. Then pray about what you're going through, not about everything else, but as Jesus did, he prayed about loneliness. He prayed about decisions. He prayed about his sufferings. Pray about what you're going through, and then believe and expect that God is able to do far more than we can ever dare to ask, think, or imagine. And as you do, you will find that your prayer life will have new energy. You will be raised up. You'll have a new inertia. And don't just live. Live with passion. This is Father Cedric Bezania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs. You can listen to more podcasts. You can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.